Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. And today I have a special edition for you. I'm currently running a 5-day challenge called Manifest Your Ideal Weight, and it's a 5-day free training with homework to get you started shifting your mindset and bringing the unconscious things that create your reality around weight and food into your conscious awareness. This is a super, super important part of manifesting weight loss, is to bring the unconscious into conscious awareness. So it's going to be a great 5 days. I want you to join in and get lots out of this free training. Just know that the audio trainings are only going to be up on the podcast temporarily. So make sure you take part while they're up. And also, if you want to download the workbook, make sure you register for the challenge officially. So you'll need to go to nodietbabe.com/manifestyouridealweight to register. The link is in my Instagram bio, and also the link is in the show notes. So make sure you register so you get a copy of the workbook, and enjoy the challenge. Love you guys. Hey, beautiful babe. Welcome to the Ideal Weight Manifestation 5-Day Challenge with Barbara Orban. We are going to completely shift your reality around your weight and food so that you can finally step into the version of yourself at your desired weight. So let's get started. Hey, 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 babes. Welcome to day 4 of the Manifest Your Ideal Weight Challenge. I am so freaking excited for day 4. I'm so, so happy for you guys for making it this far. And I am so incredibly, happy. Oh my God. I'm so excited, and I'm so happy, and I'm so proud of you guys for the homework that you've been doing. Like, it actually, this sounds really weird, but I'm a really emotional person, and I know you babes are very much like me. And so I have a feeling you're the same too. And I think that us, highly emotional people, and sometimes we're empath, we're sensitive people, I can get teary quite quickly and emotional. And I think that's part of when I was an emotional eater, it's kind of as if I was ashamed of the fact that I was like this. And whereas I learned to embrace my emotional self and to actually fall in love with the fact that I'm super emotional, because I believe now that it's a beautiful thing, okay? Whereas when I was an emotional eater, it's almost as if I was trying to stuff it down because I saw it as weak or vulnerable, whereas now I see the strength in it. And so I just want you to know that if you can relate to that, don't form this perspective that you're going to be weaker, okay? Because it's not true at all. It's actually stronger and more empowering to have overcome emotional eating and to feel my emotions more. So basically, I felt quite emotional reading all of your homework and Like, I hope you took the time to like read each other's, and I'd love for you to interact with each other, because I do believe that you all are so super special and you're all so, so much capable of shifting everything that you want. I promise you, like, just reading through everything, like, you need certain guidance, and I can see the energetic aspect of where you need to switch things up. Like, there's work to be done. But at the same time, I see myself in each of you. There's certain aspects where I'm like, yes, I had to shift that too. Yes, I remember being like that. And so I need you to know that you, like, don't put me on a pedestal in that way whereby you think that I haven't been through this, because I have, and you are just as capable as I am. The secret is to just keep going and to just not give up and be really determined to work on your inner self. And like I said in the previous days, I fully believe that the universe is prompting you to do this, and it isn't just about your weight. And even though you get to have your desires around your weight, it's so much deeper than that. And I feel that in my life. And I know that you must see that too. You need to tap into that deeper perspective of why you need to work on this. And that will be the pull that draws you in, and you do it. You know how some of you are saying, I can't be consistent around food. And it's because you haven't tapped into the actual spiritual assignment that your weight represents. And I think that once you can really do this deeper work and see the spiritual assignment that your weight represents, it becomes like this really important thing that you just can't ignore, okay? And I get that this can take time to connect to it. I remember trying to connect to this, and I remember, like, even in my journals, like, I wrote about that, and I was like trying to tap and connect into that. And I notice it's the same with like building a business and figuring out your why and having an impact example. Because, like, around money mindset as well, it's kind of similar, like really tapping into the why, because the why gives you that pull. And so it's not this pushing and forcing energy to make shit happen. It's just like this pull and like flow and alignment to get shit done, if that makes sense. So I'm so fascinated with the energetics of everything, because I've seen it in my life around food and weight, and it's the same applied to other aspects. You just have to learn how to implement it to different things, which can obviously take time, because our subconscious mind is like programmed, and we've got to dive deeper and like really get in there and switch things around, which requires focus, concentration, and effort, yeah? You know what I'm talking about. So basically, yesterday we asked the question, and what yesterday was really focused on at the end of the homework was who you would be once you've lost the weight. And another question we asked was what you would think about all day. So basically the purpose of that was that if you're thinking about food and weight all day, you can see how you're not a vibrational match to losing the weight, right? I'm hoping you can see that, because that was a really important shift that I had to make. And like I talked about, is like, I hope you can see the connection between your weight issue and the emotional eating, and how the solution to your emotional eating and weight issue is to start to be who it is you want to be once you've lost the weight, which in turn will meet some of your unmet needs that make you turn to food, which in turn reduces your emotional eating, which then in turn makes it easier to lose weight. This is like gold. This is gold. Like, when I finally comprehended this and figured this out, I was like, holy fuck, like, I know the solution to life. Like, that's how it felt. And it really is. So there are other aspects to emotional eating that I do teach, but honestly, I feel like this was such a huge part, and I just never saw this taught anywhere, and I kind of figured it out. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but this was so important, okay? So what I want to do now is just explain, like, for example, let's just take one example where you say, once I've lost weight, I'll be confident. But can you see how it is when you start to be the confident person that you'll manifest being able to be consistent around your food? So some of you are saying, I just can't stick to my diet. I just can't be consistent. I can't go to the gym. I can't exercise. But think about who you would have to be in order to manifest doing those things, right? Who would you have to be able to consistently go to the gym? Who would you have to be able to consistently eat a certain way and stick to a certain way? You'd have to be that confident person. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's like me saying, like, I want to start a business. Well, in order to start a business, I have to be confident. And I'm saying, no, I'll be confident once I, like, am making money or whatever in the business. But it's not like that, because you have to be confident. I don't, like, does that make sense? Because it's such an important part of manifestation that you just, like, it's the formula, you guys. It's the formula. You can't skip this. And this is why so many people have trouble keeping their weight off, okay? Because they think that once they get to the destination, then they'll be the person they want to be. But it's the other way around. You have to be that person now. Then you'll start to elicit the behaviors required to get to the result that you want, okay? So it's so important that you get that this is just how our brains work, okay? So can you see that if you stop avoiding what it is that you would do once you've lost the weight, then you would do things differently, okay? So you wouldn't need to turn to food as much. Because some of you are like, I eat when I'm bored, I eat when I'm stressed, I blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, I know, I did too. But when I was thinking, what would I do once I lost the weight? I said to myself, I'd be more social with my friends. I'd do more fun things. I'd go on dates. I would start my business. Yeah, this was me. This was me too, okay? Because back then I was like, I want to do a personal training course and I want to help women with emotional eating. But in my head I was like, but I haven't overcome emotional eating yet, so I can't help women. And I was like, okay, but what steps can I take now to move forward? So I signed up for a personal training course and I started a blog. I mean, that blog doesn't exist anymore, but back then, that was like my first step out of overcoming emotional eating. I was like, okay, let me start being the person who's overcome emotional eating. Let me start being the person, you know what I mean? And then what else did I do? I was terrified of going on a date at my heaviest. Absolutely terrified, because I was the type of person that only took photos when I was at my skinnier weight. If you look back at my photos, I've got, like, do you know how hard it is for me to find a fat photo? I deliberately never allowed anyone to take any, right? I was that ashamed. Like, I would wait until I lost 20 pounds so I could be like, cool, it's safe to take a photo now. I wouldn't go out anywhere when I was binge eating, okay? There was periods for like 9 months on end where I just would not socialize. I would just isolate myself, okay, when I was younger. It was so easy for me to do that because my priority was how I looked in such a way that I would be ashamed of myself at my heaviest. So what did I start to do? I went on a date at my heaviest. I started like being more comfortable with taking photos. Look, in the beginning, I must say at my heaviest, I still couldn't take photos. I still couldn't. And I couldn't. I got so triggered with reflections of myself in the mirrors at uni, because at going back to this point in my life, none of my clothes fit me. I was wearing the same tracksuit pants to uni every single day. And I avoided the reflections because I just had to focus on self-love. And it was too hard at the beginning to see my reflection. So I avoided looking at myself. I distracted myself and focused on other things, not my body. Anyway, I'm getting off track, but see how, like, taking those steps, like going on a date at my heaviest. What else did I do? Like starting to buy clothes that I felt good about now. I started going out like at that point I was like into the nightclub scene, and I would force myself to go out even though I was heavier than I wanted to be, because in my mind I could only deserve to go clubbing if I was skinny. You know, like, I know how you girls think. Like, I know, I was thinking like that too. I only deserved to have fun when I was skinny. So at my heaviest, I forced myself to have fun, right? And I remember, like, just feeling like absolute shit and, like, still trying to dance and forcing myself to feel better. And like, I would just try and rearrange the energy in me to feel how I wanted to feel, okay? I started to rearrange my energy to start to feel how I wanted to feel, okay? So what I need you to understand is that when you say to me, once I lose weight, I would, because some of you were saying things like, once I lose weight, I would focus on things like my spirituality. I would focus on building wealth. I would focus more on my children. I would focus on my husband or my relationship. I'd focus on my career. And this is a big one. I would have more energy. You guys, part of the reason, like, you don't have energy is also because you've created that rule in your mind. Okay, so I know that this can be hard to comprehend, but sometimes it's like we lack energy because we have this story that we're not going to have energy until we lose weight. And I want you to kind of flip this around to manifest more energy and be like, I have more energy now, you know, because that's all part of rearranging your weight, okay, like losing weight, because it's literally like, it's kind of like a block in your mind right now, because you're thinking you'll do these things once you lose weight, but doing these things now is actually what stops you from being as much of an emotional eater. Do you get the connection now? So your job now is to start being who you would be if you already lost the weight. So this truth took me far too long to see. So I feel like just grabbing you and just shaking you, like, and just, I need you to see this. Like, can you see it? Like, you've been unconscious to it, and I need you to see the dots connected now, okay? Can you see how simple the solution is? It's not easy. There's going to be work, but it's so simple. You need to see that these things that you've been holding back from doing because you don't feel like you're worthy enough because of your weight is what's going to lead you to your weight loss, okay? I know you're going to feel resistance in doing this. I know, because I've been there. I felt resistance in this too. And I feel resistance in every up level that I need to do. It's part of the process, okay? This is where you're going to have to use your discipline, okay? So here's a saying that I love by Jim Fortin. What am I committed to, and who do I have to be to make it happen? And this is a perfect saying for what I'm saying here. What are you committed to, and what do you have to be in order to make it happen? Are you committed to overcoming emotional eating and losing weight? Yes? Okay. Any resistance around it? We're going to deal with it, okay? Like, resistance around the dieting and the beliefs that it has to be hard and this and that is just your ego trying to keep you where you are. It's just an illusion, okay? It's all in your head. We get to reframe that and create a new reality. Now, are you committed to what you have to do and who you have to be? What you have to do is start to be the person. Work on your spirituality, build your wealth, improve your relationship with your husband, be sexier and flaunt your body more. Like, whatever. Be confident. Like, start to embody that now. You need to be that person and make it happen. This is where you need to be committed and push yourself outside your comfort zone. Okay. So here's the homework for today. I want you to, now that you know this, I need you to commit and write down what are some of the small steps, what are some of the small ways that you can push yourself outside of your comfort zone to be the person you want to be. So you pick one of these things that you kind of said in the exercise yesterday, where you were like, what would I do if I'd lost the weight? Like whether you wrote like, I'd be more confident, I'd be more sexy with my husband, I would, you know, you need to commit to making a small step towards that person and push yourself outside your comfort zone. So for example, if you said I'd be more confident and I'd have more sex with my husband, or I'd like flirt with him more, you need to start to embody pushing yourself outside your comfort zone with that now, okay? And being that person to act as if, okay? Now, next question is, what does my ego say when I think about doing this? Because I know that's going to come up. So for example, I've got here. So say, for example, in the last question, you said, what would I do if I lost the weight? Well, I'd start my business. Well, I'd change my career, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So what's your ego saying? My ego is saying I won't be good enough unless I lose the weight first. Okay. So you'd go deeper into that. Now, the next question then is, knowing that the higher self is love and ego is fear. So knowing that your ego is saying, but I need to lose the weight first, what would your higher self say? Now, the higher self would know that business and weight has no relation whatsoever. Your weight has no relation to anything. All of these things that you tell yourself, the story you tell yourself about the weight holding you back, is all in your head. Everything is in your head. It's your ego. Okay. So what does your higher self say? Remember, this is coming from love. And I want you to write that down. Okay. Now, knowing now what the higher self has said to you about this thing, this step in your life that you need to take to be a different person, that acting as if like you've already lost the weight, who are you now? Knowing what your higher self has said, how can you reframe what the ego said? How can you start to reframe so that every single day you are telling yourself the reframe, so you continue to push yourself outside your comfort zone and be the person you want to be? So if that means that, so for example, I was angry. When I was an emotional eater, I was rude to my parents as soon as I came home from work. And I would ask myself, why am I rude to my parents? And I tapped into it. Why am I angry? I was bitter and resentful of my weight situation. Okay? So I shifted that. I started to be kinder to people because I realized, why am I being so bitter? So if you're being bitter with your husband, with your children, ask yourself, like, where are you resenting yourself and your weight? And you would say to yourself, I'll be happier once I lose the weight. No, let go of that resistance and that bitterness now. Be happier. Engage in your relationships more. You won't have as much of a desire to overeat. Okay? This is the secret, you guys. This is gold. I hope that makes sense. So this is great, you guys. I want you to, this is all about shifting and creating a new story. We're going to start to really tap into manifestation here, okay? I want you to post the homework in the Facebook group. Let's keep this energy and momentum going. Let's get this happening for you guys, okay? I want you to start to become who it is you want to be. Step outside your comfort zone. I promise it's safe. I promise it is going to be worth it, okay? All right. I have so much love for you guys. Thank you for being here, for doing this challenge. I hope you are getting amazing breakthroughs. I'd love for you to share with me your breakthroughs, and I will see you tomorrow. Okay, bye. Also, if you want to download the workbook, make sure you register for the challenge officially. So you'll need to go to nodietbabe.com/manifestyouridealweight to register. The link is in my Instagram bio, and also the link is in the show notes. So make sure you register so you get a copy of the workbook. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.